Title: U.S. Supreme Court finds Muscogee Creek Nation's reservation remains intact for purposes of criminal jurisdiction. Content: The U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision on July 9, 2020 held that the state of Oklahoma lacked jurisdiction to prosecute an enrolled member of the Seminole Tribe of Oklahoma because the crimes he was accused of committing occurred within the Muscogee Creek Reservation. The court's opinion, written by Justice Gorsuch, held that Congress established the Creek Reservation by treaty as a permanent home for the tribe in 1833 and had never in subsequent treaties and federal acts clearly expressed a congressional intent to disestablish the reservation. Consequently, the court found, the land in question was Indian country as defined in the Federal Major Crimes Act, which provides exclusive jurisdiction to the federal government for prosecution of crimes that are specified in the statute. 1. The court's opinion, joined by Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan, reverses a decision of the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals denying defendant Jimcee McGirt's bid for a new federal trial. Justice Roberts wrote a dissenting opinion, joined by Justices Kavanaugh, Alito, and in party by Thomas, who wrote a separate dissent. While the decision is limited to criminal jurisdiction over offenses committed by a tribal member defendant occurring within Indian country and is specific to the Muscogee Creek Nation, Oklahoma tribes or members of such tribes that are most likely to have similarly worded treaties and federal statutes are the other five civilized tribes of Oklahoma: Chickasaw, Seminole, Cherokee, and Choctaw. These tribes or their members might be in a position to seek a similar legal ruling through separate litigation. Under established federal law, however, states are otherwise free to apply their criminal laws to cases of non-Indian victims and non-Indian defendants, including within Indian country, and the McGirt decision does not affect that law. 2. Thus, the vast majority of state prosecutions will be unaffected by the decision. The impact of the decision on other jurisdictional aspects of state-tribal relations in Oklahoma is yet to be determined. In general, states have no jurisdiction within Indian country. The state of Oklahoma and Oklahoma tribes are currently in a dispute over the renewal of state tribal gaming compacts, and water rights litigation between Oklahoma's political subdivisions and tribes is ongoing. In addition, the criminal definition of Indian country also is used in a number of federal civil statutes applicable to tribes in Oklahoma and across the country. If subsequently extended to apply in a civil context, the region eligible for federal programs and services within a defined Indian country might be expanded. The court's analysis was based upon the text of a series of treaties with the Muscogee Creek Nation, subsequent federal statutes concerning the tribe and agreements between the United States and the tribe to allot certain portions of the reservation. The court drew upon precedent to find that the text of the treaties and statutes concerning the tribe showed no clear intent of Congress evidencing the present and total surrender of all tribal interests, quoting two reservation disestablishment cases, Solem v. Bartlett, 465 U.S. 453, 470, 1984, and Nebraska v. Parker, 577 U.S. 481, __, 2016. The court's decision is notable in its reliance on the text of the relevant treaties and statutes and its disinclination to provide weight to non-textual factors urged by the state of Oklahoma to determine whether the Creek Reservation exists, such as the state's contemporary and historical practices of exercising criminal jurisdiction over the Creek Reservation, contemporary events, later events, and the changing demographics of the area. Such reliance would be mistaken, the court stated. When interpreting Congress's work in this arena, no less than any other, our charge is usually to ascertain and follow the original meaning of the law before us. Internal citations omitted. That is the only step proper for a court of law. 3. Extratextual factors would only be of assistance in interpreting the treaties and statutes if there were an ambiguity in the text, the court said, and Oklahoma failed to point to any ambiguous language. 4. Allowing extratextual sources to overcome the clear terms of a statute, as Oklahoma and the dissent urged, would result.